This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 212, four Kraken collocations for IELTS writing and IELTS speaking.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show. Today, get four collocations that will instantly increase your score on the writing and speaking tests. Hey there, Jessica. What's happening? How you doing?
Hey, Lindsay. I'm good. I'm excellent. I am looking forward to going for a run today with my dog, so that should be cool.
You dog.
My dog. I'm actually in better shape than him right now. He needs to work out a little bit more.
Oh, poor thing. Well, I'm sure he'll get in shape after living with you for a couple months.
I know. Yeah, seriously. I make him run up the mountain like every day. It's going to be awesome.
He doesn't know what's coming.
I know. Well, he's so huge. He's, I probably said this last week, but he's Great Dane, Black Lab, and Boxer. So that Great Dane.
Oh, Boxer too.
Yeah. That Great Dane part means he is enormous and that dude needs to run. So
keep him in shape.
Exactly. Do you get to go running or is it too cold?
Oh, I went running this morning, actually. Yeah, oh, nice. No, I needed to. I've been doing a lot of Bikram yoga these days, though, because it's so cold out and it's kind of nice to be in a hot room.
Yeah.
And it just feels great on the body, building the flexibility. It's awesome.
Does that make you feel even colder when you go outside, like after having been so hot?
No, not immediately after, because there's a yoga high that happens. You know, that yoga high where you just feel like you're walking on clouds. You feel so good and you could walk through the Arctic.
You know, I've never experienced that. I am not a yoga person. I cannot get into it. I've tried to get into it and it's not for me. I need to run. I need to like just sprint and jump over stuff. I don't know.
That's valid.
All right. So today we are answering a question from a listener about collocations. Good question. Yes. I mean that they're able to ask that they know what collocations are means that's a good sign. What are collocations, Lindsay?
Yeah. So when we put two words together and we don't really, it doesn't necessarily, they just come together nicely, right? It's part of the natural English language. And these are something we should definitely try to use as much as possible on the writing exam, right, Jessica?
Exactly. So in order to hit that 7 or higher for vocab, using these collocation phrases that we're giving you today is a great way to do that, mainly because they're often used wrong. Like the thing about collocations is, like we can't explain to you why these words go together, right? And why other words with the same meaning are not correct. That's why it's a collocation. So like, for example, the first phrase is safely assume. Like, why can't we say it another way? Why can't we say like a safety assume or healthily assume, securely
easily assume.
We can say easily assume, right?
I can easily assume, but safely assume feels more natural. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Again, that's why it's a collocation, right?
Exactly. Because
you could easily assume, right? Technically, but we go with safely assume because we hear it all the time.
Yeah. And synonyms for safely do not work here. I mean, securely, right? Mm-hmm. Securely assume. Like, you can't, nobody would say that ever. Nobody would say that. No. So you have to know which words go together. And again, the test is not the time to take risks. That's why you need a list like we're giving you today. So guys, you should be writing this stuff down as we tell you. But you need like a short list like this. Memorize these phrases. You only need to write two essays. Right. And only one of them is where you're going to use these phrases. So you only need like a short list to be able to use on the exam to use well. So memorize these words together, these pairs, and then you could use them on exam day and really show the examiner that you know how to collocate words like a native speaker.
Yeah, it's much better to have a short list of four powerful collocations than to understand how to use them in a bunch of situations than to have 16 words that you've just memorized the words, the collocations, and you don't even know how to use them, right? I think a lot of students get a false sense of security in having a lot of words, but there's no security in that if we don't know how to use them.
Yeah, exactly. I've seen students with enormous vocabulary lists and they just stare at these things every day. And I'm just like, what is the point? Looking at a list of words does not make you know how to use them at all. Like at all. You can't use it just because you saw a single word together. That's not valid. That's not language. Words are to express ideas in a complete thought, in a complete sentence, not just by itself. I mean, if I'm just walking around going, safely assume, safely assume, safely assume, like that, I'm not saying anything. It doesn't make sense. So you need it in a sentence. So can you think of a good example sentence for that?
We could say something like, you know, because the cost of living in Boston is high, we can safely assume that we'll be spending more than $1,000 a month on rent or something like that.
Totally. Oh, geez. That's true about Portland also. It's getting so expensive. It's crazy. So that's a really good example. And guys, all of these phrases you can use on, I would say, like any IELTS question. Seriously, because they're very general and they're all academic and you could apply them to whatever you're writing about. Okay, so safely assume. And that just means like we are sure about this guess, right?
I was going to say that's the reason why we don't need a list of 16 collocations. That's why these should be dynamic, right? We can apply them in a bunch of different questions. So we want to do that. Yeah, good.
Exactly. And guys, after listening to our examples, writing these phrases down, writing down our examples, you need to write your own examples also. Mm-hmm. So remember that.
If you have a life vision that you want to accomplish and the IELTS exam is standing in your way, choose the most direct, easiest way to accomplish your life vision. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS to get into our course now. allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
Okay, so the next one is achieve an objective. So we could also say to reach a goal or to hit a target. But notice these are all collocations and you cannot mix them up. So we can't say like hit an objective, for example.
Right, or get a target. You can't say that. Right. Exactly.
That's So again, that's why they're collocations. We can't tell you why you can't say hit an objective, but we can tell you that you can't say that because we don't. Nobody talks like that. So the collocation here is achieve an objective. So for example, if it's like a problem solution question, right? You could, the topic sentence for the solutions paragraph could be, there are several ways to achieve these objectives, or there are two specific ways we can achieve the objective of, getting our kids in shape again or something like that. So
I like that. Very nice.
Yeah. This would be good for solutions, but also, introduction and conclusion paragraphs. You could fit that in. So yeah, very useful. Do you want to do the next one?
Yeah, for sure. So the next one, guys, is to become widespread, right? When we talk about something becomes common, right? Something we start to see it more and more. So, I was thinking some trends, right? We talk about trends, like, you know, questions about our city, right? Some things like biking or bikers are becoming, or just the act of biking to work is becoming more widespread. We're seeing it more often.
Exactly. So, okay. Yeah, that's a good point, actually. These four phrases you can use in speaking part three as well. So very useful. Cause remember, guys, speaking part three and writing task two, same language, same topic, same questions, you know, you can interchange these things. So this, for example, is a collocation because we cannot say like grow widespread or gotten widespread.
Yeah. Yeah. That doesn't make any sense.
No. So become widespread. It means, yeah, this trend has grown. We can say grow with trend, but we can't use it with widespread. So exactly. When you're talking about your hometown, when you're talking about, any trends that are happening in society at large, like Lindsay said, the bicycle commuting has become widespread in my area. Eating.
Yeah.
At taco trucks has become widespread. No, that is
maybe in Austin, Texas, right? Yeah. Although Portland is famous for food trucks too.
Totally. Yeah. They're everywhere and super yummy, but expensive, which is silly. I'm not going to pay the same price as at a food truck as I would in a restaurant. Like there's no table. Anyway. Become widespread. Food trucks have become widespread in Portland. That's true.
Oh yeah.
Okay. And the next one. This would be a useful phrase for the introduction of your essay. In-depth analysis. You could also use this when you're talking about when you're presenting fake research. Guys, I know we've talked about this on the podcast before, and something we do practice in our course. So I think if you type in like writing task two or even just research, you could probably find something on our site already. About how to fit that into your task two essays. So in-depth analysis, it just means like really detailed research, right? Or look at something very closely and very carefully. So the reason why it's a collocation, because we cannot say like dramatic analysis. Like that would be something that a student would write. I feel like I would see that, but we can't say that. In-depth analysis is the collocation. Yeah.
Yes, I like that. So just really learning these as chunks, right, in themselves.
Exactly.
And practicing them, writing them, you know, using them even in your journal when you're journaling if you can. Like that idea.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, the more you use it, the better you're going to remember it. If you just write it down today and then never look at it again, you're not going to remember it. You're not going to suddenly reproduce it on the IELTS exam. No, you need to, like Lindsay said, review, practice these again and again. That's the only way you're going to remember them. So a couple days ago, we talked about increasing your writing fluency by journaling. That would be great if you have, you know, a short list in the front of your journal of vocabulary phrases that you want to remember. Not vocabulary words, vocabulary phrases. Get this collocation idea in there. And then try to use one every night. You know, you don't have to use them all, but just one a night and just keep going through the list that way, you know?
I like that idea. I like that idea. Resist the temptation to try to get huge lists that you can't manage and that words that you don't know, right? Mm-hmm. Keep it short and sweet, shorter lists and understanding the words on a deeper level. That's what we want to go for.
Exactly. And, you know, once you feel like you're good with these words, like it won't take that long. There are only four phrases, you know, couple weeks. Mm-hmm. Use one a day for a couple weeks and then get a new list. That's how you build your vocabulary, right? Like one short list at a time.
I like that. Awesome.
Yeah.
Good. So this is a really good way to increase our speaking, the vocabulary piece of our speaking score, right, mm-hmm. Jessica? And the writing score as well. Are there any other areas that our scores could increase if we were to use these in writing or speaking?
Not mostly in writing task one, but I guess speaking part two, you might be able to fit something in. But learning collocations will also help you on the listening exam as well. Because what if, you know, you heard one word and then you didn't quite catch the next word, but you know the collocation. So you heard in depth and then you just heard like Anne, right? But you didn't catch the rest of that. You know, from your own knowledge of collocations that it was probably in-depth analysis. So I think it would really increase your listening comprehension as well, just to get used to how words sound together, what we usually say together, you know?
I love that. That's a really good point, actually. And that'll give us the confidence that we need on the listening test. You know, we need to have that confidence in our mind to succeed. We really need to know that we can handle it. And this would help us feel that way.
Exactly. Totally. For sure. So, I mean, vocabulary is going to help you all over the place, you guys. Reading comprehension, you know, the more academic phrases like this, the more formal phrases, I should say, not just academic, but formal phrases, you're going to start understanding the newspaper more, right? Because all of these would be in a newspaper article, you know, an in-depth analysis of the current political situation or whatever. Like, I would see that in the newspaper for sure. So, yeah, these phrases, guys, are going to help you in all sorts of ways, but really push you to that next level of English, because these are the more complicated phrases. They're not your first year of English textbook type stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, this has been good. We haven't talked about this yet. You know, we haven't done an episode until today on collocation. So this is really useful, Jessica. I'm glad we talked about this today.
We'll have to do another one to create another short list for our students.
We will. Right. A list of episodes on collocation lists. I love it. A list of lists. All right. Very cool, guys. If you want to check out our course, come on over to allearsenglish.com/KEY. Yes, and we'll see you there.
Awesome.
Very cool.
Okay, have a good day, Lindsay.
See you soon. Take care.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.